Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Let's sing a little bit faster. Come on. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Come on, let's magnify. Oh, come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Come on, let's magnify his name. Oh, let's magnify his name. If you love him, come on and give him a praise. Oh, let's magnify his name. I feel like I came to worship him. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Oh, let's magnify his name. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's give him a praise. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. If God done did anything for you today, stand on your feet. Come on. Come on, come on. Magnify his name. God done did anything for you. Stand on your feet. And let's magnify his name. Well, his name is Jesus. Come on. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's magnify. Oh, yes. Let's magnify his name. Oh, yes. Oh, saints, come on. Let's magnify his name. Now, just turn around and say, Lord, I love you. Come on, magnify. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Come on, magnify his name. Praise the Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you today. I want to praise your name today. I came to worship you. I came to worship you. I came to let you know I love you. I came to know we're waiting on Jesus. Come on. Come on. He hears our praises. Come on now. Come on. Shake off that mess. Shake it off. Shake it off. And let's magnify God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. I say he's a good God. Hallelujah. We're not doing it because whatever. I told you I'm coming here to worship God. I'm going to come every Sunday to worship God. When I come in, I'm coming in with thanksgiving. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. I want to get into his courts now. I don't thank him now. I want to get into his courts. I just praise him today. I praise him today. I praise him today. I'm telling you sometimes, you know, that's how you get your freedom. Come on now. That's how you get your freedom. About God gonna give me somebody for that organ so they can help me. I'm getting a little bit old up here, but you know, and I get a little tired, but I still feel in my heart that he's my God. Praise the Lord. Come on, Sister Allison, you know you're always welcome to that guitar. If you can't do it up in the church, help us, girl. Come on, let's help us. Help us. Strum a little strum there. You know, this dum dum dum. You know, she gonna have to help me do some things up there so I can go. I'll go up there. I just dum dum dum. Shoot. Hallelujah. We want to thank Sister Joyce, but she usually just come rattled up when we start the service. You know, you have to be, praise the Lord. You know, God is good. And, you know, when we start praising God, I see your hands go up. And I see you kind of go off into somewhere. So this church need a good praise. Yeah. We don't need to come here and think that we got to have, I don't know what you're looking for. What you looking for? What you looking for? You know, what are you looking for? But if he don't, we ought to praise him. I say we ought to praise him. You ought to come in here to praise him. You ought to come to praise him. You really should. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to praise him a little. Come on, let's praise him. Because she's going to give us a doom doom. You just doom doom however you want to do it. Let the Lord use you, child. Because we need to praise the Lord. You know, that's what I'm saying. I see the heaviness sometimes. And then I see you lift your hands up and I see a smile come. Yes. Because when you praise God, you get to smile. Yes. Because when you get to praising him, hallelujah, then all that junk fall off. You come in here, you're worried. People think you're okay. But you done come here, you done drug yourself to church. You drug the church. A lot of people drag the church. And you're feeling bad and your head hurt and your toe hurt and you're mad at your husband and you done fussed at your kids and praise the Lord. Then you come to church and you try to, come on now, come on. And you need to get in worship so you get that mess off. Come on, sister. Yes, Lord. We gonna, can you play to give the Lord a high praise? Praise the Lord. That may, what she doing now, why she doing that? I'm gonna tell you what this, what brother just has to love him. He said he came from a church that, he said, and people think you don't have to be prepared. Think you can just keep any kind of God, just come on in. He said, so the guy to come in, he's supposed to play the guitar. And he said, while his daddy in their churches, they would read something before they have service. So his daddy be trying to read and the guy be dun 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 dun. You know, what you call it? Tuning up the he said, then the dude over here say, you know, the Holy Ghost gonna help us. Yeah. I got, I'm going somewhere. He gonna help us play these instruments. So then they go up there and on the drum, they all out of tune and bing, bang, bang, you know. He said, I can't stand it. Boy, he stirred me up, so I said, Lord, you right. You right. Everything we do on our jobs, we try to do the right thing. And that man is not gonna let you come in there with some half-done stuff. He ain't gonna let you half do the cakes. And if you got to lay something else down, no, you're going to be held accountable for doing your best. Yeah, put your tail out and get somebody else. And we want to do for God all that we can, be all that we can. Amen. So we're going to sing to give God a high praise again.
All right.
Come on, let's get it.
Okay, good. Good.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Let me sing it higher. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. I can go there. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Come on, let's give him praise. Oh, come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. What is his name? Who's going to magnify? Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Oh, let's magnify his name. One more time. Let's magnify. Let's magnify his name. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I said we lift you up today. Oh, God. Oh, God, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Love you. Thank you, Jesus. We come here today to magnify the Lord, to lift him up. He's a good, good God. And I'm sitting there, and he'd be whispering. I said, Lord, you're going to do this thing. There are people out there who, I tell you, it's pitiful. But God going to do this thing for his people. Turn around and tell somebody, I came to magnify his name. I hope you ain't telling, I hope you're telling the truth. While you're standing, let's pray for Linda and for Sister Gerda. Now, she's not here. And I missed her because she's always coming with a song, a little singing. We missed Sister Gerda. And so I talked to her last night. She got the flu again. Sister Gerda. You know, she had a about 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm going to ask her. She got the flu again. She said she don't feel good at all. When she, you know, she walked, she came, she dizzy, and she, you know what I mean? So she thanked us for calling her, you know, and, you know. But we're going to ask God for mercy for Sister Gerda, you know. You know, she's old, but that didn't buy and read nothing in here about that. He said, down to your old age, I'll bury you. That's what I read. And so we just going to pray that the Lord would touch Sister Gerda and Sister Linda. Sister Linda is going through what I would like for Brother Eddie would to tell y'all something. It's not my part because the way it's been handled. But she needs prayer. She is at really rehab right in Lake St. Louis now, close here, over there by the what you call it over there. But anyway, she needs prayer. And she needs to know that we are holding her up in prayer. And since she come here, you know what I'm saying? We got to be more open. Y'all just tell me to pray for your toenail or something. I can't. You know, I don't know the extent. You know what I'm saying? Well, when Brother Mark, when he come, he say, well, I got my back and I'm having trouble with this and that. You got to tell if you want prayer. I'm not trying to fool, but this is my understanding. This is my understanding. So you tell me that your neck hurt, I'm going to pray for your neck. And then now you ain't told me this other stuff. Sister Linda needs prayer. And we're going to pray for her. And we can't, people are just people. You know what I'm saying? I love them both. If they listen, I'm not trying to say nothing to hurt nobody. I'm just telling you who I am. This is me. You know what I'm saying? So if you are sick, you call for the elders of the church. They come in here and you say, well, I just don't feel good. And know that your hand just been cut off. Come on. You know, God is able to heal whatever is wrong with you. You ain't got to worry about that you can't say nothing because he can't heal it in just case. God is waiting to help his people. I'm going to show you this morning that he's willing. He is willing. And that's my message. I said, Lord, you got to give me some subjects sometime. I just read and I don't get no subjects. But I just want to thank the Lord for here and praise the Lord. Let's get prepared to hear what thus said the Lord. Not what Sister David said, but what thus said the Lord. Because God gave me some of this just this morning. And I gave Ella to, hey, look at this. And praise the Lord, but I've been studying the other, you know, the scriptures all, and I said, oh, this is good. I'm gonna, it's good, oh boy. I said, how do I tie this in with this? this? He said, I'll show you. But God is telling me, he's showing me that he's ready to bless the church. And the church has got to be prepared. They got to prepare themselves. We got to prepare ourselves. We can't come and just pretend. He'll pass us right on by. He'll pass us right on by. Then we'll find ourselves, we're going to have to do something. We're tired of the church not being, so we got to think of something to do to get the people in. But what we want to do is serve the Lord. You know what I mean? I don't want to have no dance shows and all that. That ain't none of me. I want to help people come in to see Jesus. It's too much of that other stuff. I want them to see Jesus. And you go out, you're feeling good, and then you're sick still the next day. Your life ain't changed, ain't nothing changed. I met a lot of people that, honest to goodness, I told you, and I'm going to let you sit down, but I met a girl, I was buying some furniture. And you know I'm a nice person, I am. And people like me. They do, they like me, they drift to me. So I had been over there two or three times trying to choose this furniture. And she was so sweet, just sweet she'd be. So I started talking to her about the Lord, and she said, what church? And she told me. And I told her, she said, I don't know nothing about that. And when I started talking to her, she started crying. Now here's somebody been to church, and I know the simple plan of salvation. Children, that's not good. I say, that's not good. You can get busy, which we're going to be busy now. So I'm going to really walk a fine line there. We getting busy. We get, you know, because children don't want to sit and do nothing. I'm talking to them. They ain't going to sit there, please. You're going to have to be something. The Lord is teaching me this. And I said, Lord, you have kept me here. And I look like I'm just starting over. Honestly, I look like I just got to be the pastor. I'm starting over. Honestly. I mean, you know, I just don't feel, praise the Lord, that God is doing what he wants to do in this place. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, I want to thank you. I really appreciate you, and I'm really trusting you with this word today. I'm entrusting you to let me explain it. Let me, Lord, articulate it like you want me to. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray you bless all your people, open their hearts to understand. Hallelujah, because I feel like the church just need to praise you. I feel like they need to praise you. And Lord, but you know, a praise got to be inside of you. It's got to be part of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I feel like soon, God, praise the Lord, soon and very soon, I feel that you're going to touch like we never been touched before. Y'all just get ready. Get ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, people come in this church and they say they feel the love of God. Praise the Lord. But you know, praise the Lord, we need to praise God so we can have the love, most love. In Jesus' name. Turn around and tell somebody I came for the word. Who? She here? I did pray for her, didn't I? I prayed for the Lord to touch this girl. Didn't I? Lord, touch Sister Gerda. I had my mind on Linda, didn't I? Because Linda is the one that's really in, that must be what it is. But you know, I love Brother Gerda. I touched Sister Gerda, and I said we would go see her, you know, whenever the Lord impressed us. Yes, Lord. So God, you know me. I'm going to try to blend in what God has given me, and I had to stay back there because this, what he gave me this morning is absolutely wonderful. And what I was studying is absolutely gorgeous. So I want you to go to Kings. I'm going to the second chapter, 2 Kings 4 and 8. We're going to start there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I've seen so many things. I could have named something. When I started to read Kings, stuff was just popping off the page, and I was underlining stuff with my purple pencil. I have a purple pencil. Praise God. Number 8, Father, thank you. Thank you. Then, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed the Shunammite, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by, he comes continually. let's make a little chamber. And I pray thee, and on the wall, and let us set him set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he comes to us that he shall turn in here. And it fell on a day that he came there of thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. He said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. The way they do is kind of really strange. And he said, and he said unto Gehazi, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for you? Or would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, well, she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when she came to him, she stood in the door. He said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, now she old. I didn't say she was old, but her husband old. She said, now, my Lord, thou man of God, don't lie to me. You know, I'm old here now. Don't be, you know, my husband old now. You know, this Sarah thing, don't lie to me. I can believe you if you don't lie to me now. Okay. So the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time. I want you to know the times that these things were wrote. The prophets, when the people believed the prophets, they believed them. So she said this was a man of God. You want to check that out. She found that Elisha was a man of God. You know what I'm saying? So what he said, and then it came to pass, it blew her mind, kind of. But she know he was a man of God. So when she had the boy, the Bible say, the child was grown in a day, number 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, now here's another message I'm going to preach one day. Carry him to his mother. I'm going to preach on that one day. And when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother. He sat on her knees till noon, and he what? What did he do? Say it again. Put that in your mind. He died. Okay, now the woman what? And she went up. Oh, I want to be. Lord, I've been asking, Lord, give me that Shunammite spirit, I'm telling you. Let me be like this Shunammite here. Yes, Lord. And she went up and laid on the bed of the man of God. She laid him on the bed of the man and shut the door upon him and went out. She didn't get all excited. She didn't get thrown away. She laid him on Elijah's bed, Elisha, his bed. And she didn't call nobody and say, hey, y'all got to know. She shut the door. You know, this is what God's trying to bring us to be calm in our trials. So that we can get the man of the Lord. If you running it, I've learned this not doing this. You go through and you keep going through. But if you be quiet and let God do some things, we won't have to go through all this mess we done went through. I learned this through this mess. I tell you, I said, Lord, you help me. Praise the Lord. I said, maybe I ain't done this one right. But I said, you know, every day of my life, I've been walking in the Word. I've been walking in the Word. I don't get up walking, Lord. I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to order my tongue upright. I'm going to make my tongue praise you. When I feel it, and then he give me some more scriptures of which I've got to give you. But whatever you're going through, walk in the Word of it. You know, walk in the Word. If you need this, or God done told you something like that, then walk in that. Make up your mind that you're going to train your tongue to talk what it's supposed to be. Praise the Lord. Adam, you know, he just went and got my Bible and got the scripture. The Lord just gave me my scriptures. But I'm going to save on it anyway. It's wrote down here. He said, in Thessalonians, first he said, in everything give thanks. Now I'm going to tie this in here. For this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ. That you would get, he didn't say moan and groan. He said in everything, give thanks. Because he said, don't worry about anything. Oh, ho, 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 ho. He said, don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto the Lord. So this week I have tried to follow this. Do it that way. Do it in that order. Help us all, child. Help us all. Help us, Lord. In everything give thanks. But then this is the one he gave me that I've been quoting all the morning. In everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. It is the will of God for you to give thanks in Jesus Christ, whatever's concerning you. And that's what has been on my heart, that to give thanks. And I've been trying to give thanks even for the trial. I thank you. For the trial. Yes, he said in everything. He didn't say, now here's some over here. Now you ain't going. No, he said it at saints of God. If we would just do what he said. Honest to good, if we would just do what he said. He said in everything, he said, quit trying to divide the word up and say, well, he must on me now. Come on now. He, you know, so, no, he said in everything. In all things, give thanks. Praise. So what happened? The woman, when he brought him to his mother, he died. The baby died. Okay. And she went up, laid him on the bed. And then number 22 said, she called unto her husband and said, he dead. Her husband can't do a thing. He sent her, he couldn't even do the thing when the boy was sick. He flipped the script and told, say, take him to his mother. Bible says, she said she called her husband. She said, send me a young man and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God, and I'll be back. He said, of course. Wherefore will you go to see him today? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. She said, it shall be well. And that's what God told me to say. He telling you to say, hiya! He telling you to say, it is well. If I don't care what you're going through, it is well. That is the will of God for you. It is well. It's well. You say, ain't no well I'm doing. No, that ain't what he said. Now, this woman's child is laying there dead. D-E-A-D. Is that right you spell it? Dead. She ain't excited what she telling her husband. Jimmy died. Oh, Jimmy died. And that was her only son. Then she got on the selling ass, said to her servant, drive. And go forward. I mean, go. Don't you slack. I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry to get to this man of God. He told me I'm in a hurry. Right? She said, except I tell you to stop, don't you stop. So she went and came unto the man of God, to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he said, he looked down and he said, you know, I don't know how they could always look down and see folks. They will say, this one run like that one run like that one. He said, ain't that Shunammite woman? Go, you know, get out there. Look, now, that's what I underlined in. He said, run now. I underlined it. Run now, I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. God showed me, he said, I got my angels running to you. He said, I'm coming to you. He said, I got my angels running to you. Hallelujah. All you're going to have to do is let me know what you need. And what I tell you may not work at first, but I got a plan. I'm so excited. He said, run now. The angel say, and the Lord said, circle it. I got it in red. Got it in purple. Praise the Lord. I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, it is well. She said, it is well. She never said, I'm my husband. Come on, children. Let's learn from this. Come on. Hallelujah. And I said to the Lord, you said it is done. I say, it's done. I say, it is well. When I came in here, did what I say? It is well. It is well. It is done. Because that's what he said. Wait a minute. I'm going to show you this now. And so she went. She came to the man of God on the hill and caught him by the feet. And that's what I did for Jesus today. I can't see his feet. But I got on my knees and and I grabbed his feet. I said, you told me it's done. Lord, you're going to do this thing. And all of a sudden, faith rose in my heart. Praise the Lord. This is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. I'm telling you, I did not have this air until this morning at 3 o'clock. The Lord told me to read this chapter. I had all these other scriptures. Elvis says, yeah, you know, be thankful. I was going to teach on being thankful for everything and, you know, and this kind of thing. And I'm still telling you, be thankful for everything. Praise the Lord. So she said, and when she came to the mess, she got, he said, and then the house, of course, when she dropped on his, he moved her. Don't let nothing move you. You serve God anyway. Don't, boy, you praying too much. Don't let nobody stop you from getting to God. Don't let nobody stop you. However you do it, however you sing, whatever you do, let nobody stop you. And he pulled away. And then man of God said, let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord ain't done, it's something wrong with this woman. But the Lord done hid it for me. Ain't told me. Then she said to him, because she's in the face of the man who told her, in the man of God. She said, I've lost my place. Did I desire a son of you? Did I? And when you ask me what I needed, what I wanted, did I say I wanted a son? Didn't I tell you not to lie to me? Oh, yes. That's going to help y'all. Now, y'all do y'all little thing, what y'all want in there. You know, whatever y'all think. I got my own thing here. She said, did not say, do not deceive me. Then he said to Gehazi, now, listen. He said to Gehazi, gird up your loins. I got to know what that means. Gird up your loins and me to get prepared. Get prepared. Get yourself strengthened. And go. Take my staff. And lay on the child's face. Well, he I don't know what he might, whether he's pale or not. But she said, she thought, he thought they're going to be good enough. She said, oh, no. The mother of this child said, as the Lord liveth, my soul, your soul liveth. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. And he arose and followed. He had to, because she said, he ain't the one that told me this. You the one that he ain't the one that told me. You told me. You said it. Now you come on, because I ain't leaving. You better get on up and come on. I don't care if you ain't feeling good. I don't care if your corns hurt you. I don't care if it's too hot out in this desert. I'll bring you some water. You going to go with me. I thought that was so beautiful. Woo! So Gehazi passed on before them, laid the staff upon the face of them, upon the church. Now I want you to know, church, y'all ain't going to always understand this. To me, Gehazi was the first thing God telling us to do. That's Gehazi. So look for God next. But y'all can't see them. Okay. So Gehazi passed on and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid up on the bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon him and prayed unto the Lord. Now, this woman, the Bible say, he had to bring up, so she must have stayed downstairs. Or maybe, because it was upstairs up in them lofts and things. She stayed down there. He's going to do what he's supposed to do. Now, whatever he got to do, I'm going to stay down here till he get it done. And I'm going to be waiting. I'm going to wait on him because I know I got my miracle coming. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait on him. Because I know I've got the right person. He was the one that told me that I was going to have a son. He told me that. And so I'm waiting upon him to move. You waiting? Come on now. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold your courses, because I'm coming with that too. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so what happened? What happened? We don't miss it. Praise the Lord. Thank you. On 34. Okay. He returned and walked up in the house, up and down. He stretched himself upon the child, sneezed. And when he did it the second time, the child sneezed. But he prayed. He did what God told him, you know. And the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up your son. And go out. So she took up the baby and went on about her business. And Elijah came again to Gilgal, and that was different. Now, that's it. That's all I want to talk about, that. And as I began to study this, the Lord had already given me some scriptures about don't worry about nothing. In Philippians 4 and 6, and he had prepared me for this. And I had told Al that the Lord gave me understanding about the marriage. Praise the Lord, that we are one. I can't go into that. But we are one. He said, let not man put asunder that which is one. See, and I thought, I said, well, Lord, you ain't put everybody together. I'm going to let that alone. But we are one. And I was telling Al, it's hard to separate one. When God put you together, it's hard to separate one. Somebody come on here with me. It's hard to separate one. You say, well, you ought to do something. It's hard to separate one. God has to do it. Okay, but when Israel kept on acting a fool, oh, I like this. He divorced her. He gave her a bill of divorcement. And until God give you a bill of divorcement, that thing can't be cut. I know I need to teach you on the God gave me this bill. It has to be a bill of divorcement to cut that off, that love, that compassion, that, you know what I'm saying? It has to be. And it'll come when he give you a divorce. I told Al, I said, I think I almost got my divorce papers. Y'all don't know, that's okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so she went with her son. But the Lord has told me to tell you all, praise, that we must now walk in the word. We got to walk in the word. And he said, whatever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord. It's time to start playing. Hallelujah, it's time. And everything he said, give thanks, and that's what you're supposed to do. I don't care if you ain't got a dime in your pocket. I don't care if you can't pay your bills. He said, in everything, give thanks. If you do it, you'll hear a knock on the door. You'll see somebody coming. Somebody go to the mail. Pray, I know it's the truth. I remember when we was living, Clay don't remember this. He was too little. But dear knew we didn't have a nothing. Shoot. Nothing. And then down south, the heater didn't heat the room. And that year, it snowed down south. And Mississippi never had snow like that. They wasn't ready for coldness. I had Bridget. She was a baby. She had just been born. The house was so cold, it had ice inside the walls. Ernie would leave on the little heater and put it on and put some meat in it and some potatoes. By the time he got home, it would be done. Poor little thing. And in them days, we couldn't get up like you folks go flopping out around. We had to stay in that bed for 30 days. 6 weeks we had till we went to see our doctors. We could not get up. It was considered nasty and filthy if you got up and they seen you and you had a young baby. See how far we done come. But I'm still walking around here. I ain't got no vehicles. They say, y'all go ahead. I ain't got no veins. I got, my stomach look like a, well. Ain't got none of that stuff. It's the mama so-and-so. Mama took care of mama. Mama obeyed the old folks. And now women get old. They got this, they got that. This is falling down. This is breaking up. But that's why. You got to take care of yourself. You got to, you ain't no, I don't care if you get this saved, you're going to still, your body have to pay for what you've done. Amen. Thank you. So, praise the Lord. The Lord wants us, praise the Lord, to do what he say. Now he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So every time you come in here, you ought to be thanking God. And into his courts, you got to be praising. And so he expects the praise. He expects you to say, well, you know, we ain't had no organist. We ain't had no this, you know. No, he expects for us to praise him. So come to praise him because that's what he expects. That's what he expects. He said, be thankful unto him and bless. Speak well of his name. That's what bless me. Speak well of his name. Praise the Lord. I tell you. And I thought about, when I was studying this, Proverbs 6 and 2 came up. And I thought about my mouth. How we get in so much trouble when we don't know what to say. He said that I snared with the words of your mouth. You know, you can make yourself sick. You can make yourself, you ain't got a dime. Oh, let me finish my story, though. So we didn't have anything. So my precious mother-in-law, who, you know, she knew we was young, didn't have nothing. We couldn't even pay the midwife, $15 to have a baby. Didn't have nothing. So she came over. She said, Celeste, come over and spend the Christmas. I said, dear, sister. She said, girl, put your boots on and come over here and cook. You know, I knew she was just trying to get me over there, you know, because we, you know, we was cold over there. Shooting. She said, come over and, you know. So I went over. We didn't have nothing. Didn't know how to pray. Just in the church serving God the best we knew how. Monday morning, the mailman came. A check was in the box. Ernest Davis on the check. He said, here's a check. He said, oh, here's another check. But here's another check. Now, we didn't get a lot of money, about $36, but they owed us, you know, from putting the gas in or something. But we got about $36 or $40 in three checks. Then that was a million. That was like $200 or $300 then. Yeah, you know, hallelujah. That made us know that there was a God. I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to worry if you serve God. If you serve God, he will take care of you. You ain't got to rob no bank. You ain't got to go and try to borrow nothing. God will take care of you. How can I scream? Because he took care of me. He took care of me and Dad. He had 10 children. They said, that man must be selling drugs. He must be a drug pusher. So that woman don't work, you know. No, he wasn't no drug pusher. We were just a God lover. Amen. But I'm going to close. I'm not going to keep you here all day. Because I feel like delivering my soul right now. Hallelujah. But what I'd like to ask of you, I need some Shunammites. I need a few Shunammites to pray with me. I need some Shunammites now. If anybody you understand what you raise your hand, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, what I'd like for you Shunammites to do is we get together and pray. First thing we're going to do is do what the man of God told Gehazi to do. I thought that was, see, it got holy when I read that Gehazi, the one who told him to do that. A man of God. A God, because he ain't going to speak to it. He thought it would be done. He wouldn't have, yes. But I need some Shunammites now to pray with me. Hallelujah. For the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I want some Shunammites to pray with me. And if you can, lay aside your breakfast. I told the Lord, I said, people are so sick. You know, they have to take medicine. They can't not eat. So take your medicine and then eat your lunch after 12. Now, that's easy. All right, you Shunammites, can y'all do that? So you Shunammites, y'all come to me because you got to know what we're praying for. You better not pray. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I hope the Lord... You know, I ain't preached long, but I hope he's helped you. Because he blessed my socks off. I mean, he blessed my socks off. I think my faith grew another year. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, God will take care of his people if they let him. So I told them, let's go and do what we're supposed to do, and we're going to see how this thing going to end up here. God is good. Say, God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Give me faith, God, to believe you. Come on, ask him. Ask him for God. Give me the faith to believe you. Give me the faith. Give me that woman's faith. Give me that Shunammite's faith. Give me the faith that was delivered to the saints. Give me the faith. Give me the faith. I need the faith that was delivered to the Shunammite and was delivered unto the church. We need that faith, children of God. People looking for it. I say people looking for it. You know, we got to have this faith. Didi, I'm telling you, you keep on saying what you're saying. You know, I'm thinking, when I pray for y'all and when I'm praying and I was talking to, see, I don't want a lot of favor where I'm at. And some of them know a little bit. And so they baby me. You know, for Thanksgiving, I got a Thanksgiving meal because the hotel was feeding the Thanksgiving meal to the workers. And the lady say, I'm going to see, did you get a Thanksgiving meal? I said, oh, well. I said, that's awful kind of you. I'm thinking, at 2:00, knock, knock, knock. Miss Davis? Miss Davis, I said, open the door. Pumpkin pie. Ham. Potato this. Green beans that. Some kind of green bean today. And, you know, gave me I had to eat it in 2 days. I couldn't eat it. It was so much. And she said, you want something to drink? What do you drink? Amen. Amen. And so the lady that owned the lady that's the administrator for the glory of God, the lady that administrated at the hotel, she came up to me. She said, did you get your food? I said, yes. She said, well, I just like to tell you, you have made a lot of people smile in this place. You have blessed a lot of people in this. That's what she told me just the other day. Saints of God, you ain't got to pin nothing on. Just be yourself. The light of God will shine through you. I said, the light will shine through you. Because just like the brother said, he said, Jesus, he was looking out his eyes. He said, well, sometimes I get up and look out my eyes. I'm in you. I look out the eyes as a glass. He uses your eyes for glasses. I thought that was really something. But let me tell you, Jesus loves you. But Jesus is raising up a people that's going to believe him. They're going to believe him. And we ain't going to be sitting up. Well, I went to church today. What happened? Well, you know, and you don't even know what he preached. Come on now. Y'all know. Well, he preached. Girl, but we had a good time, girl. Whoa, girl, I'll tell that brother sang. Remember that now. That brother sang. Well, you know what, Sister Allison, I remember the blood still works because I had to do my little dance on that. Everybody said, I said, where did she come from? But the blood still works. I said, the blood still works. God is still the same. We get all messed up. If the doctor give us some kind of, yeah, she got so and so and so. But God is getting you to the place where ain't gonna name gonna move you. Well, she got cancer. And God don't care whether it's cancer. What it care? God don't care what it is. Will you stay? Father, I delivered my soul. And I pray that you will help us, all of us, get at the pulpit. Help us, God. Words are so easily spoken. But the doing of the word is what we have problems with. Help us to walk this week. Just take a day at a time and walk in your word that you're going to do. If we heard a word, a man of God, a woman of God gave you a word and say, this going to happen, and you just believe it. Walk in it. Just believe it. Don't say it ain't going to happen because the Lord done told you it is going to happen. So you walk in the ears part of it. Don't walk in the part that's keeping you down. Do it one day at a time. Don't try to live 3 or 4 days. Live one day at a time. Live this day, the rest of this day. Don't try to live tomorrow. Live today. So, Father, I have delivered my soul, and I pray that you would bless your people. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Anybody need prayer? I don't want to leave without prayer. Praise the Lord. Y'all need prayer for anything? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come now. That jumped into my mind. Yeah. I just jumped into my mind. Yes, Lord.